Hey brother, it's Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. I had an email recently come in from a guy who's been following us for a while and really likes the stuff that we put out there, but he has a question, and it's not the first time I've had this question sent in to me, so maybe you'll relate to it. The question is, why is it this hard? It shouldn't be this hard. Why do we have to try so hard? I'm a good provider. I'm a good father. I'm a good partner. I'm a good listener. I'm romantic. I'm fun, I'm flirtatious, I'm assertive. He's ticking all of these boxes, and he says, so why is it so hard? Why can't we just have more fun, more intimacy together? Why is it that we just have sex once every 2 weeks? And the answer is fundamentally in that last bit of the question, which is, why can we only have sex X number of times over X period of time? He's looking for this elusive solution, this elusive equation, you know, the answer to the ongoing question of how do you get a woman into bed? How do you get what you want? More blowjobs, more handjobs, more sex, more whatever it is that you want in particular in your sex life. And what does it come down to? It comes down to how you're feeling about her. How you're feeling about your relationship is coming across in everything you do. It's coming across in the way you walk in the room. It's coming across in the way that you talk to her. It's coming across in the way you look at her. Even when you think you've got it down and you're not showing any of that stuff and you're being friendly and fun, and if in the back of your mind you're thinking, come on, when's the next time we're going to have sex? When are you going to give it up? When are you going to open up and allow us to, you know, get on with what's really important? The whole point of us being in a relationship, why we're not just friends. That stuff right there is making her feel judged, is making her feel like you don't really care about how her day's going. You don't really care about what she's going through. You just want to get to the deep, get down and dirty with it. And don't get me wrong, she's a sexual woman. And she's probably pretty attracted to you. She wouldn't be in a relationship with you if she wasn't. But what happens when we're measuring her and measuring the relationship by the number of times or the frequency or when was the last time or how often we have physical intimacy, she starts to think that actually the emotional side of the relationship and who she is as a person doesn't matter. And so that judgment, the judgment that she feels in her body, she can't deny that, right? It's an instinctual emotional reaction to how you think about her and the frustration that you're holding in your body about her. She's picking up on that all the time, and it is the killer of attraction. The killer, it's dead. When you're thinking that in your mind, when are you? Come on. And frustration is there in your body. There is no way she can feel attracted to you. So what do you need to do? What's the solution? The solution is you've got to find a way to chill the fuck out, to relax, to enjoy being you, whether or not it's going to lead to something physical. That's the path through to connection. So if you can relax, she can relax. If you're not relaxed, if you're thinking in the back of your mind, I need to get somewhere, she's not going to relax. And again, that's a killer of attraction. That's a killer of affection and connection. Relaxation, the first thing, most important thing you can possibly ever do in being able to invite a woman into something physical, something emotional, something intimate, is to relax in yourself first. And that means you've got to let go of a specific outcome. And just, yeah, you can have an intention. Yeah, you can have a desire. Of course, you can want her. You can want a certain direction that you want to lead things in. But you have to relax about it and not need it. Because the needing side of things, that grasping, grabbing energy, makes the other person back away, makes the other person not feel attracted, makes the other person feel like they are being pushed into a corner. And the natural response for any human when they're kind of being told what they have to do, which is what that energy feels like, is to dig their heels in and push back. It's just not happening. Close off. Nothing sexual is going to happen in that situation. Anyway, I hope that's useful for you guys. Take it easy. We'll see you soon. Bye.